All right, so you guys want to talk Madeline Murray O'Hare?
Uncle Lab.
Oh, yeah, this one's a doozy.
From what we got, seems like you're interested in more than just the name, right? Want the whole story.
Definitely more to her than just that atheist lady.
And trust me, it's a wild one. We're talking court battles, family drama, even a disappearance that would make Agatha Christie scratch her head.
It's like a whole history lesson crammed into one life story. You really see America in the 60s, all that cultural change just bubbling over.
Yeah, the 60s. Wow. Like when we say she took on prayer in schools, people now might not get how huge that was.
It was massive. Think about it back then. Religion, it was everywhere, right? Woven into everyday life. O'Hare challenging that? Whoa, boy.
Totally different world. Under God in the pledge. Totally normal. Bible verses in the classroom. Par for the course. Exactly. And then you have O'Hare, single mom, by the way, already dealing with societal
Oh,
expectations.
yeah, can't forget that part. Single motherhood back then. Whole different ball game.
And she decides, nope, not going to be silenced. Takes on the system head on.
So, is that where the whole First Amendment thing comes in?
Oh.
I gotta admit, I brushed up on that before today. Always thought freedom of religion meant, like, you get to be whatever religion you want, no problem.
Right, that's what most folks think. But O'Hare, she's tapping into something else, that freedom from religion aspect, which, let's be honest, gets a little overlooked.
Yeah, like I totally missed that part. So what, she saw school prayer as the government basically picking a side, saying this is the right religion, everyone else, too bad.
Basically, whether that was the intent or not, up for debate. But that's how O'Hare and many others saw it. This wasn't some wacky legal theory either. This went all the way to the top.
Supreme Court, baby. Okay, now we're talking. I mean, we're not legal experts or anything.
Me neither. Though after researching this one, I feel like I could argue a case or two.
Right. But seriously, one case, Marie V. Curlett, changes everything.
Yeah.
Church and state in America,
Right.
redefined.
Huge moment. And of course, it turned her into, well, how do we put this delicately? A lightning rod.
That's an understatement. Some people, they hailed her as a hero, free speech warrior, fighting for the little guy, all that.
But others, let's just say they didn't send her fan mail.
Yeah, the most hated woman in America. That's not exactly a title you get for baking good cookies.
Life magazine, they slapped that label on her. Though you do wonder, how much of it was her, how much was the Times?
Oh, for sure. Can you imagine the headlines if social media was around back then?
Don't even get me started. Twitter would have exploded.
But okay, I had to talk about this. The woman who took God out of school was raised in the church. Seriously.
Right. Presbyterian upbringing. Though if you read between the lines, maybe that explains a few things.
How so? You think it messed her up or something?
No, not messed up. But maybe all that scripture got her thinking critically, questioning things.
Interesting, because yeah, the sources we've got, they're kind of vague about her early life. Schooling, marriages, it's all a bit fuzzy.
Which is fascinating in itself, right? Like we're missing some key pieces of the puzzle.
Makes you wonder what really went on there.
Yeah.
But whatever happened, she ends up front and center, fighting a battle a lot of people didn't even want fought.
Men facing the consequences. The backlash was intense. We're talking death threats, hate mail, the works.
Whoa, seriously, for real?
Oh, yeah. Apparently, there were even claims that her family was targeted, physically attacked.
That's messed up. Just goes to show, standing up for what you believe in, it can come with a hefty price tag.
No doubt. And in O'Hare's case, that price tag, it might have had some serious family drama attached to it, too.
You're talking about her son, right, Bill? The irony is just cosmic.
Cosmic is one word for it.
Talk about a family feud, right? I mean, she's out there fighting for separation of church and state, and her own son becomes a preacher.
It really makes you think, Like, how do our beliefs, even the ones we think are for the best, how do they ripple out, affect the people closest to us? O'Hare's story, it's like a case study in that.
Yeah, and it wasn't just the school prayer thing. This woman, she was on a mission, challenged In God We Trust on money, even went after those nativity scenes some towns put up at Christmas.
Oh, yeah, she was just getting started with the school thing. For her, it was about drawing a line in the sand. Separation of church and state, that was her thing.
Which, gotta say, made her a lot of enemies, but also tons of fans, people who saw her as like this fearless crusader for keeping religion out of government.
Definitely a polarizing figure. And that's what makes her so interesting to study. Was she just a product of her time, or did she like single-handedly drag America into a new era of secularism?
I mean, you gotta wonder, would we even be having this conversation now if she hadn't been so, I don't know, in your face about it?
It's impossible to say for sure, but her impact on the legal landscape, undeniable. Murray v. Curlett, that case sent shockwaves through the system.
Changed the whole game, really. But get this, while she's busy taking on the government, she's got drama brewing within the atheist movement itself.
Oh yeah, it wasn't all smooth sailing. The American Atheists, the organization she founded. Apparently, there were some internal disputes.
Disputes. Try accusations of financial mismanagement, even embezzlement. Not exactly what you'd call atheist values, right?
No, not really. Though, to be fair, running an organization, especially one as controversial as that, it's bound to come with its share of challenges.
Challenges. This was more like a mutiny. People accusing her of being too controlling, too, like my way or the highway.
Again, that single-mindedness, it can be a double-edged sword. You need it to fight for what you believe in, but it can also make you, well, let's just say, not the easiest person to work with.
And then, 1995, it all comes crashing down. O'Hare, her son John, her granddaughter Robin, they just vanish.
Gone. Poof. Like something out of a true crime documentary.
Which, knowing her life story, is almost too on brand, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, this woman was a walking headline, so of course her disappearance would be a huge
It
mystery.
was huge. Conspiracy theories everywhere. Had she faked her own death, gone into hiding? Was this payback from like a secret society of pro-prayer folks?
I'm not gonna lie, part of me was hoping for a secret island hideaway, you
Oh,
know?
yeah.
Madeline Marie O'Hare, sipping margaritas, finally getting some peace and quiet.
Wouldn't that have been
The
something?
truth, though, was way darker.
Much darker. Turns out sometimes real life is more brutal than any conspiracy theory.
Okay, so walk me through it. What really happened?
Well, after a long investigation, they uncovered a plot. And it was about money, yeah, but also something else. Revenge.
Revenge? Who
Meh.
would want revenge on Madeline Murray O'Hare? She wasn't exactly making friends with her legal
You'd
battles.
be surprised. Turns out it was an inside job.
An inside job, you mean?
A disgruntled former employee, someone who felt she'd wronged him. He teamed up with some unsavory characters and they hatched a plan
To kidnap her?
to kidnap her, yeah. And then things took a turn for the worse.
Wait, are you saying they killed her?
I'm afraid so. And her son and her granddaughter, it was a brutal end to an already tumultuous story.
Seriously? Wow, so they really did. Like, this wasn't some elaborate scheme to disappear, new identities, the whole shebang.
Nope. This was cold, hard greed and fear, I think. They made her drain the organization's accounts.
No way. So they basically stole from atheists.
Pretty much, ironic, right? The money meant for all her causes, lining the pockets of her killers.
And they couldn't just, I don't know, let them go.
Guess they were worried about getting caught. O'Hare, she was a fighter. They probably knew she'd come after them.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Can't imagine she would have gone down without a fight.
So they took the ultimate insurance policy. Took their lives, buried the bodies, took years to find them.
Man, that's chilling. And to think, for a while there, everyone's looking for clues, spinning these wild theories, and there was as simple as that, money.
Sometimes the simplest explanation is the right one, even if it's also the most awful.
It's like you almost want it to be more complicated, you know?
Yeah.
It makes it easier to swallow somehow.
I get it. But yeah, reality can be pretty brutal. And for Madeline Marie O'Hare, a woman who seemed to thrive on chaos, to have her life end like that, it's just,
Sad.
it is. Really puts things in perspective, doesn't it? We spent all this time talking about her legal battles, her activism, her like larger than life personality. And then it all ends with something so mundane, so senseless.
Exactly. It's a good reminder that behind the headlines, the court cases, the public persona, we're all just people, vulnerable, flawed, and ultimately kind of fragile.
Wow. Deep thoughts, huh? So what now? We've gone through the whole story, tried to make sense of it all. Where does that leave us? What's the takeaway here? I think that's for each person to decide, don't you? We came in here with the goal of unpacking Madeline Murray O'Hare's life, trying to figure out if she was a hero, a villain, or something in between.
And what would we decide?
I don't know about you, but I'm still not sure. And maybe that's okay. Maybe the most important thing isn't slapping a label on her, but understanding the impact she had. How she forced America to confront this fundamental question about the role of religion in public life.
That's true. Whether you loved her or hated her, she definitely got people talking. Still does,
Yeah,
apparently.
exactly. In that conversation about religious freedom,
Right.
separation of church and state, it's more relevant than ever. So, yeah, I think her legacy, it's complicated, messy, even, but it's definitely something worth thinking about, something worth discussing.
For sure. Well, listeners, we've thrown a lot at you today. Now it's your turn. What do you think? Was Madeline Murray O'Hare a hero for secularism? a threat to American values, or just a woman trying to make her voice heard in a world that wasn't ready to listen? Head over to our website, let us know. And until next time, keep exploring those dusty archives, keep asking those tough questions, and we'll see you on the next Deep Dive.